Assalamualaikum, Monsieur. I was wondering, are there any living beings in outer space?
Yes, there are.
Are they Muslims?
No. Not in the sense as you understand it, but in the sense that they have submitted to the will of Allah. They are Muslims.
So
and among them would also be Satans. Those who have not submitted to the will of Allah, if given option.
So they have their own Quran Sharif and their own...
No, not Quran Sharif. I mean...
Well, not exactly the same book, but
First of all, you have started imagining things which I have not said at all, which I have not even mentioned remotely. When you said, are there living beings in the outer space? I said yes. But I never said they are living beings like us.
Now, what
they,
I mean?
The living beings can be of different shapes and different forms and of different materials.
Yeah, I understand.
Maybe they are living beings made of fire. Maybe they are living beings made of hardware like computer hardware. Maybe they are just ionizations and still living beings. Because living being requires an organization and a consciousness. That can be, organization has created a sort of life even here on earth, while we know that that thing is not living being, that is computer. If the computer begins to have an I, the moment it says, I am, and in reality he knows that he is, then he would become a living being. So the organization can produce phenomena like life, but if Allah has breathed into that phenomena after creating it and given it an ana from Allah himself, then it becomes a living being. So that living being could be of anything. Don't just limit Allah's powers to this life, the sort of life which we see on this earth. Now, when the form is different, when the substance is different, when the whole purpose of creation is different, then how can you expect the same teaching to apply to them? It's impossible. You can't expect a computer, if it were a living being, suppose it starts thinking. You can't expect it to go to the bathroom and say, have ablution, and say five times prayer like we do, and have sajda and ruku and all this. Can a computer do it?
No.
So how can you teach, how can you make it incumbent upon a computer to do that? So we don't know what form of life that is. So whatever Allah has revealed to those people, if they are people, if they are developed enough, I mean, it would be exactly according to their requirements. Because the Holy Quran tells us, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Here it doesn't say, لا يكلف الإنسان إلا وسعه. It says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. That means that Allah does not compel anything against its inbuilt capabilities. It would require a thing to do only those things of which it is capable. So maybe the books, as you understand, are a different phenomena there. We don't know what sort of books there are, if there are books. Maybe the waves have a definite form and they understand and read the waves, and that is their book. All open to your imagination.
But they do have their own laws, which Allah will...
We don't know. We don't know the facts. How can we imagine things?
You know,
never imagine things except in principles, vast possibilities. Never imagine things in particulars while you do not know the facts. Now, you are entering the realm of particulars of which you have no facts available. How can you imagine things?
Thinking.
I am basing my imagination on the verdict of the Holy Quran in principles. These are vast possibilities open. Now you want to ask me such things as it's impossible for me to answer, to describe, because I do not know the basic facts.
Jazakallah.
You understand this point?
Yes.
Good.